Who's next?
I agree.
All right.
I agree. I would just say, we've seen so many long-term, 15 years ago, so wonderful. And I remember the man called you, and I'm all, and he said, hey, I love your red dress. And I was at my very favorite friend Bob Hill's house. We, our kids grew up together in Minneapolis, and I remember when the invitation to the reunion came, his wife there is a wonderful woman. And they would have loved to have come, Mary passed away just a month ago from cancer. But Mary looked at that invitation, and she said, Frank, is Mary Ann staying on? Yeah. She said, Freddie, she was the first person I ever played skinny dipping. She said, my family, she said, it's been so wonderful to see everybody, and here I am, sitting right here with Mary Claire. We were the new kids on the block in sixth grade at Oakdale Christian. I came from Oakdale, she came from Seymour. And Mary Claire brought so much laughter into my life, all, even now, we get emails from her, and Doug and I just start laughing, it was wonderful. And my dear cousin-in-law, Barb Peters, who, sitting there, my cousin John, best friend of my childhood, and who sent me Ron's memorial on the video. And just friends beyond words, since it's just so cool to see them. And I just hope you would say, Kenny, just all the love that we got, you know, that we didn't know in high school, through our teachers and our parents and everything.
Time, you had a red dress, I know you did, I know you did. All the girls were dressed in red, I felt like such a lucky kid to be around such beauty. As the girls walked down the hall, for I was convinced the girls in my class the loveliest of all. And the guys were the most macho anyone could ever know, looking like million bucks everywhere they go. Sometimes when I came from home from school, I went to bed at night, I'd say, those beautiful girls, the handsomest guys, and we're all right. I remember your laughter breaks from class to class. I'd stand there